Good morning and welcome to the Refuge Church. Happy Father's Day to all of the men in the house. This is the day that we celebrate you. And so I pray that on this day, God would begin to speak, God would begin to move, God would say or do something in the next few moments that we have together that would let you know that He is still in control, He's still in charge, and that He wants you as His man on the front lines working toward this thing and seeing the victory of Jesus come to pass. So let's get our hearts and minds ready as we enter into this time of worship together today.
Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you. We want to glorify you. We give you all the praise. You are El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. God, we can't thank you enough for all that you do for us day in and day out. So, Father, we give you our hallelujah. We give you our praise, Lord God. Jesus, we thank you, our personal Lord and Savior, who died on the cross, shed blood for us, conquered death, hell, and the grave, rose with all power in your hands so that we may be reconciled to our Father, and now sit on his right hand and intercede for us. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. And Father, as always, I want to thank you for your Spirit. So Lord God, we thank you for this day that we've come together to worship you, to praise you, to give you honor and to give you glory. Father, open our hearts, open our minds, open our spirits to receive what our pastor has for us today so that we can grow to be more like Christ, so that we can be more effective in our ministry for you, so we can be the disciples you've called us to be. So Father, we set ourselves aside, hearts open, minds open, to download into us all that you would have for us today. And we thank you and we glorify you and we ask you to just use us daily, Father, for your glory, not ours. In Jesus' name we do pray, Father, amen. Welcome to Refuge Church, a safe place where people can grow one step closer to Jesus Christ every day. We are biblical, balanced, and beneficial in everything that we do. We are Christ-centered, Bible-based, Spirit-filled, and kingdom-oriented. We are built for this.
Oh, Refuge Church, you hear that music, you already know what time it is. It's time to pass the peace. So go ahead and find somebody in the comment section to greet. As a matter of fact, I want you to take this time right now to pass the peace to somebody who's not even watching this service yet. I want you to go ahead and hit the share link on this YouTube video or on Facebook, wherever you are, and text somebody personally. Tell them, come on, join us at the Refuge Church. About to get into some praise and worship and hit the word, and there's still plenty of time for them to join us. So welcome to the Refuge Church, and let's pass the peace.
Sing it again.
I'm a God chaser.
Call your name, it's all give him praise. There's none like you, God. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We not done yet.
Hallelujah.
Won't you pray with me? Father, we thank you. We bless you for this day. Thank you for this Father's Day. Thank you for every man. Thank you for everyone who's becoming a man. Thank you for every person who's taking part in this worship experience today. And I pray that in the next few moments that your Holy Spirit would speak to all of us and give us a word of encouragement for where we are. Lord, it's been a busy week. There's been a lot that's been going on, and we need to hear directly from you. So Lord, I pray that you would stand in my body and think with my mind, speak with my tongue, anoint me afresh, and use me for your glory so that people hear your voice in your tenor and your tone and would hear directly from you a word for where they are. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to say happy Father's Day, happy Men's Day to all the men out there. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to all of our hearts and all of our minds in the next few moments. But ladies, I'm not just saying this for men. If you need to take out all the male pronouns and words and insert female ones, that's okay too. I pray that God would speak to all of us today out of Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to start and look at verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Listen, we live in a strange time where things are beginning to be redefined. We're redefining a lot of things, especially as it relates to the issue of power. We've just come through a season where toxic masculinity was unmasked for the evilness that it is and the manipulation that it is. And that can't be what real manhood is all about. Real manhood isn't measured by how intimidating somebody is or the size of their muscles or how high they can jump, how fast they can run. That can't be the measure of true masculinity. We are living in a time of so many negative examples where men try to use and misuse and abuse power and talk big while standing in a bunker. And this is the season to redefine what real manhood is. And the best understanding, the best definition of true manhood comes from what God says and how God measures it and how God sees it. Martin Luther King once said that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. True manhood isn't measured by the externals of how big or how fast or how mean you are, but it's an internal measure of your capability, watch this, to know and understand and to steward several things, including power. Biblical manhood is about covering and keeping and protecting, not using and abusing and intimidating. So watch what Paul says as he deals with this, as he gets to the end of the book of Ephesians. He's already talked about the way that we should believe in chapters 1, 2, and 3. And then he transitioned into how, because of what we believe, how we should behave in chapters 4 and 5 and 6. And he gets to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And he says, now, after I've said all of this and after I've laid all this foundation, finally. In other words, I'm going to try to transition this thing and bring it to a close. And after I've said all of this, let me give you one last final word. Finally, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Watch this. He says to us and to all of us, and specifically to us as men, he said, based upon all this that he's already shared, the last bit of wisdom that he wants to leave with us is to make sure, watch this, that we understand how we fight what we face. We face all kinds of crises. We face all kinds of issues, but the way that we fight them, watch this, is in the power that comes from the Lord. In other words, it's not this external stuff. It's not our fight. It's not how we fight, but we can be strong only in the power of his might. Watch this. Too many times men worry about how they fight what they face, and they try to come up with this external strength. But Paul says, be strong, not with what you've got, but be strong as a Jesus follower in what he's got. It's how we fight what we face. That's why you can't fight racism. You can't fight being a target by some folks as being a black male by externals. You've got to fight this in the power of the Lord. Watch this. He not only deals with how we fight what we face, but look what he says in verse 11 and 12. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, underline that word, stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Watch this. After he tells us how we fight, watch this. He then tells us who we fight. Notice that we do not fight people. Too many times, especially as men, when we're not sure of who we are, we will misdirect and abuse power based upon those who are closest to us. And we will make the fight about what we can see. But Paul says in this fight, we're not fighting people. It's not our loved ones. It's not the man. It's not whoever we can see that we face as to who we fight, because this fight is spiritual. We are physical beings facing a spiritual battle. So we can't fight like we would with a person that we see. That's a word for somebody, because too many times we've made people that are around us the target, and we have misused the power that comes from him. He says, not only with what you're facing, it's not people. There's spiritual forces behind this thing. There's wickedness behind this thing. The enemy that you are facing is not the people that you see. It's the forces behind what the people are doing. That's why we've got to be careful. Even as we march, even as we protest, we got to understand that we're not facing a system. We're facing sinfulness and wickedness and spiritual forces, so we can't fight with human weapons. Watch this. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 3 says in the New Living, it says, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, because we're not fighting what we see. We recognize there's spiritual wickedness behind this thing. And so we've got to be careful as men not to expend our energy fighting what we see. But we've got to fight with a different kind of weapon. This kind of fight will be won on your knees. This kind of fight will be won walking in the Spirit. This kind of fight won't be won with your fist, but in your ability to wield the Word of God. Watch this. After he deals with how we fight, and after he deals with who we fight, look what he says next in verses 13 and 14. He says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all that you can, to stand. So verse 14, stand therefore. Watch this. Watch what our mission in the fight is. Watch what we are supposed to do in this fight. In this fight, the goal for us is not to win. It's not to conquer. It's not to defeat. It's not to dominate. Our goal, because listen, the winning part has been covered by Jesus. If we're Jesus followers, we are already winners. We don't fight to win. Because we have won, we fight. Watch this. He says, because this is a spiritual battle, and because you've got to fight in his power, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the defensive capability to withstand. Because you don't need to worry about winning. You will win as long as you can withstand. In other words, you will stand in the winner's circle if you can withstand in the here and now. I'm talking to somebody right now. Watch this. Our role, our goal is to have it set in our mind to withstand so that we can stand. Watch this. I may not know everything, but my job is to stand. I may not like where I am, but my job is to stand. I may not know which direction they're coming from, but my job is to stand. One of the things that the Roman army, as Paul talks about the Roman panoply, the armor that they would put on, sometimes what they would do was simply a holding action, that they would lock shields with each other, and the guys behind would put their shields over their head, and the job was to take the brunt of the enemy's charge and break it by withstanding it. That's why Paul says that we have to withstand everything that the devil throws at us. And these days, to me, it looks like he's throwing everything but the kitchen sink. But our job is to stand. I may not get it right every time, but my job is to stand. I may fall down sometimes, but my job is to get back up and to stand. In high school, my defensive coordinator coach, Coach Rhodes, little short bull of a man. We did because we were scared to go back and try to explain ourselves to Coach Rhodes on the sidelines. And he would have this famous line when he wanted us to stand against what the other team was trying to do. You could hear him from the sidelines yelling, "Dig in, dig in." That was Coach Rhodes's words, right? Withstand whatever the enemy has, whatever the other team is going to throw at you. Dig in and withstand it and do all that you can to stand. And if you can withstand, Paul says, you will stand. I'm talking to some brother that it might be tough right now, but if you can trust God, if you can fight in his power, if you can get your eyes off of what you can see and understand you're in a spiritual battle and do everything that you can to withstand, God says you will stand. You will stand as a winner. He will see you as more than a conqueror. He will provide the capability for you to operate in victory if you can withstand. And so I know it might be tough, and I know you're not always understood, and it's tough being a man. It's easy to be a boy. It's tough to be a man. But if you can withstand, stand therefore. Stand with all that you've got. Stand in faith. Stand knowing you're not by yourself, that there are other brothers standing with you, and that you fight, and you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Can I pray for us? Father, we thank you that even in these days, even in these times, when men that look like us are targets, when it's not easy being different from how the world fights, I pray that you would help us to be strong in you and to fight these unseen forces with all of your power, with all of your weapons, and to withstand whatever the enemy is going to throw. So that when the battle is over, when it's all said and done, we'll be the ones standing. We'll be the ones in the winner's circle. We'll be the ones receiving the trophy, because we stand not in our own power, but in the strength that comes from you. Give that strength right now to some man, to some single parent, to some single person, to our police officers, to our first responders, to every nurse, to every doctor, that we would stand in these days and in these times. And as we withstand this onslaught, thank you that you're going to help us, after having done all, to stand. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I love you so much it hurts. May God bless you and keep you.
How you doing? seasoning on these bad boys. Got some steak and corn in the car. We're gonna kill it.
That's what we do.
Today's the day.
Gonna kill it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Wish you guys could be here with us.
But
looking good.
Yeah, looking good right there.
Good morning, Refuge. We only have a few announcements for you today. As you know, we are celebrating our graduates. Congratulations again to all of our graduates. So whether it's high school or college, with your associates, your bachelor's, your master's, or even your doctorate degree, if you don't mind, will you send us an email to info@refugechurchmiami.org with your picture, what degree you got, what school you graduating from, your future plans, and if you can also send us your phone number and an email address. Submit this to us by tomorrow, June 22nd. That's tomorrow, we only got one more day, June 22nd, so we could be ready to celebrate with you by the 28th. All right, are you tired of being quarantined? Are you getting on other people's nerves? Or maybe they're just getting on your nerves? Or maybe you just wanna talk to somebody? Well, we have an answer for you. Refuge is offering spiritual guidance by video chat. If you or your loved one would just like to talk, just for a little bit, submit a request to info@refugechurchmiami.org. Our pastor is asking those who are available to take part in a community prayer service this Tuesday, June 23rd at 6 o'clock. So that's this Tuesday, June 23rd, 6 p.m. It's at Blakely Park at 600 Southwest 14th Avenue in Homestead. So join Pastor Upton and other community leaders and members in praying for our community. And don't forget to bring your masks. We believe that God has already provided to our ministry people who are gifted in many areas. So if you know someone, or it may be you, who knows American Sign Language, ASL, please let us know. You can text us or write us at info@refugechurchmiami.org. Well, this is decision day. Today is the day. You already made up your mind. You've been watching Refuge for a while and you want to know more about Jesus, or you decided you want to be a partner with our ministry. Well, we want to know about it. Let us know. All you have to do is take out your phone right now. Go ahead, take it out. All right. And text the word salvation to the number on the screen, or the word partner to that number on the screen if you want to be a part of our ministry. Don't wait. Do it today.
Listen, it's offering time in the house of God. It's time to be a blessing to the Lord with our gifts of tithes, offerings, or love offerings. You can see right there on your screen, there's four different ways to give, and I pray that you would govern yourselves accordingly. The Bible says that as David was trying to understand this plague that was being sent against his country, God had to kind of pull his strings on some stuff, and he had to go back and fix some stuff. And as he got ready to do what God said and obey what God said and honor God, he came upon this stretch of land, and he was going to buy it from the man. And the man said, "No, if you're going to give an offering to God, then I'll just give it to you for free." David said, "No, I'm not going to have something in order to do something for God that costs me nothing." It costs us to worship God. It costs us to be in relationship with this one who gave us his best. And so I pray that you and I would respond to God, and that we would respond to him in a way, not that it's free to us, but that it's free for us. Somebody's going to catch that on their way home. But I pray that as we prepare to give, let's give as unto the Lord, not to a person, not to a church, not even to the great things that God has been using your money to do, but that we give as unto the Lord. So let's take about 30 seconds, and right there with your phone, with your apparatus, with your device, whatever you need, let's worship God in giving, and let's do something for God that cost us something because of what it cost him to love us. Amen. Well, listen, I pray that the Lord spoke to you today. I pray that the Lord encouraged your heart, that with everything that's coming, withstand and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Can I pray for us? Father, we bless you. We thank you that you are the one who gives us your strength for us to fight in. Thank you, O God, that even as the enemy is coming at us, thank you that we are already on the winning side and that we don't fight for victory, but we fight from victory. So God, I pray that you would fix our hearts, fix our minds to be ready to stand against whatever the enemy does, that we would dig in and that we would find ourselves standing because of the God who stands in us. Now, God, I pray that you would give a great week to these, your people, that you would cover us with your love, your grace, your power, and your mercy. And God, as we stand for you, we pray that the enemy will be defeated, that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So now, God, have your way. Glorify yourself in and through us, your people. As you are our God, we will be your people. For we love you, we bless you, and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, have a great week. May the grace of God go with you. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. If you desire to become a partner, if you desire to know this Jesus that we're talking about, make sure that you text these things here to us and we'll make sure that we respond. Have a great week in the Lord. I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it.